Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord on tonight.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are so grateful that you have come to be with us on tonight in this beautiful worship experience. Amen. We're grateful. We're grateful on tonight for all that the Lord has done. Truly, the Lord has done us well. Amen. And we just give him thanks and we just give him praise on tonight. Amen. For the great things that he's done. Amen. Thanking him for, glory be to God, another day. It's another day, people of God, that the Lord has truly kept us. Amen. And we're so grateful for it. Amen. We're grateful for, amen, his loving kindness, for his tender mercies. We're just grateful on today. We pray that you had a beautiful time. Amen. On today, amen, if you were able to go and, amen, worship and fellowship together in the beauty of holiness, amen, we pray that you had an awesome time in the Lord on today. Amen. Glory be to God. We just know that you did. Amen. Glory be to God. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, if this was testimony night, I know we would have some testimonies on the line. Amen. We would indeed have some kind of testimonies on the line. Glory to God, because we know that God is moving by his Spirit, people of God, and we have got to get in the move. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just grateful. Grateful to God, just being God all by himself. Amen. He doesn't need anybody else. Amen. He doesn't need our help. Glory be to God. He's God all by himself. He's Elohim. Amen. Just God. He is. Amen. Glory to God. And we are so grateful for that. We're so grateful for that on tonight. Amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. We want to say on tonight, welcome, 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 each and every one of you. We welcome you on tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We know you had a full course meal. Amen. On today. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. And here we are coming back for seconds. Amen. We're coming back for seconds. Amen. Glory be to God. You know how that is. Amen. After you eat, you take that nap. Amen. And you wake up, glory to God, and you feel like you got just a little more room. Amen. And here we are. Amen. Coming to feel just that little room. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank him. Glory be to God for his goodness and thank him for his grace on tonight. We thank him, amen, Jesus, for truly the Lord has been good to us, people of God. He has been good to us. He's been better to us, better to us than we've been to ourselves, amen. And we just bless him on tonight. We thank him on tonight. We glorify him. We magnify him, amen, for all of his goodness, amen, for all of his grace, amen, his grace that he's shown to us, his people. We thank him on tonight. Amen. And we just want to again say welcome, welcome, welcome those of you that are coming in. Welcome. God bless you. Amen. If you would go ahead and take a moment and send out a text message to a couple of people, let them know that we're here, that we're broadcasting live. Let them know that you would like for them to come and join you. Amen. In this beautiful worship experience. Amen. Glory to God, because we just believe that it is here, amen, that the Lord has commanded a blessing for his people. So go ahead and send out that text message. Glory to God. Send out that text message, people of God. Let the people know, again, that we're here. We're broadcasting live, amen, on the Prayer News Network. So we thank God for each of you, those of you that are calling in, amen, on our conference line. We thank God for you. Those that are listening via radio, we thank God for you. Amen. Those that are listening via Facebook, amen. Glory be to God. Our Prayer News Network Facebook page, we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. However you're listening, glory to God, however you're listening, getting this word, we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We do realize that Several people have, amen, it's easier to access the broadcast via Facebook, glory to God, and that's all right, amen. We just thank God that you're getting it, amen. We thank God that you're getting it. So we bless the Lord on today, amen, for our Facebook listeners, glory to God. Thank you, thank you, amen. Thank God again for those that are coming on, amen, that are coming online, amen. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight, amen. We do. We bless the Lord for you. For our listeners that are listening from afar, amen, other countries, we thank God for you. Glory to God, we've received notification, amen, that you are listening in. And we thank God, amen, that you find value and that you're coming, that you're listening, amen, that you're being a part, amen, of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So whether you're listening on tonight from the UK or from Bermuda, glory to God, or from Canada or China, glory to God, we thank God for you. We thank God if you're listening from Tortola or Nassau, Bahamas or Jamaica, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God, whether you're listening from Brazil, amen, or Italy or France, glory to God, we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Those that are listening from Canada or China or Uganda, amen, or parts of Africa, we thank God, amen, for you for coming to listen in with us, to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, as we say, the Lord is doing great things. Amen. Even in the midst of, amen, what was a pandemic, glory to God, the Lord was yet moving and is yet moving by his Spirit. And we're thanking the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, we're endeavoring, amen, to sustain, to keep moving forward, glory to God, until the Lord says otherwise. Amen. So we thank God for you continuing, amen, on with us, amen, as the Lord continues to lead us and guide us every step of the way. Amen. And we're thanking him. Amen. We're thanking him. Amen. We just have grateful hearts. We have grateful, grateful hearts, people of God. Amen. For all, again, that he's doing. We just want to let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line to God. It is. Amen. And you can get a copy of the broadcast. We'll give you two numbers afterwards whereby you can listen in. Amen, and dial in. I'm sorry, you can dial in and request your copy of the broadcast. Amen, text us. As a matter of fact, just text us and let us know that you would like to get a copy. We'll give you those two numbers, glory to God, afterwards so that you can text, glory to God. Those that are listening internationally, amen, Jesus, we didn't forget about you either. Amen, Jesus, you can text us via WhatsApp. Again, we'll give you that number afterwards. And for those that are listening on Facebook, amen, Jesus, of course, you're live as we're broadcasting now. So you can certainly, amen, click on the link and send it to anyone. Amen. Tag somebody, send it via Messenger, however you want to get it out there, you can do that. Amen. Just forward the message, glory to God, to whomsoever the Lord leads you to. Forward the messages to. Amen. Glory to God. It is surely, sure to be a blessing to the people of God. So we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Go ahead again, if you would, send out a text message or two to let someone know. Amen. And they're here and let them know that we're live. Amen. Let them know that we're live. Amen. Invite them to be a part. Glory be to God. Maybe there's some, a couple people out there in your phone that you haven't texted in a while. Amen, Jesus. Go ahead and send that text message. Amen. Send that text message and let them know to come on in. Glory be to God. Let them know that the table is spread over here and the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you on tonight. God bless you again. Amen. For coming on in. God bless you, people of God. We appreciate you so much. We love you. Amen, in Jesus' name, glory to God. And we're not going to hold you long on tonight, people of God, in respect for your time. Glory be to God. We know that you've been in the presence of the Lord today. Glory to God, amen. But glory to God, we just thank God on tonight, amen, that we've had so many awesome speakers on this line, so many awesome speakers, glory to God. And we realize that, amen, a lot of the local churches, amen, are back, amen, in on schedule. Glory be to God. But we thank God, amen, that we didn't know all the reasons why we were doing what we were doing. Glory be to God. But we see now, amen, glory be to God. Not knowing this time would come, we didn't know, amen, but just being led by the Spirit of the Lord. And we realize that we have so many people, amen, that come to the line afterwards. There are so many people that listen afterwards that was not here, amen, in our original broadcast. But all of that said, people of God, we thank God, amen, that the Lord had us to record, amen, our broadcast. He had us to record these broadcasts, amen. Again, we didn't know what we would do with them, glory be to God, but not knowing, amen, time was of the essence, amen, glory be to God, because a lot of our prior speakers, amen, they don't have the time now. A lot of them were pastors and apostles and bishops, et cetera, glory to God, and they're back on schedule now, amen. But we thank God, amen, that we have captured those golden words of wisdom. We have captured, amen, glory to God, those words, amen, glory to God, that came straight out of the mind of God. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, it's like we're listening to it for the very first time. Glory to God. It's like when you read a scripture. Glory to God. You get one thing out of now. Amen. But then you read it again a week or so later. Glory to God. And you get a whole nother revelation. Amen. That's the word of God. Amen. Because it's living. Amen. It's living. Glory to God. And we know that the letter killeth, but it's the Spirit that gives life. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, that we were able to capture, amen, so many awesome speakers. Glory to God. And like we said, we're not going to hold you long tonight. Amen. But we will be having another replay. Glory to God, out of our archives. Amen. I don't know about you. Glory to God. But I am so blessed. I am so very blessed. Amen. Glory to God, by what I'm hearing, amen, what is being reiterated, amen, glory to God, in my hearing, in my spirit, glory to God. It's like it's the very first time almost, amen, glory be to God. But we're thanking God tonight for our leaders, thanking the Lord tonight again, praise God, just thanking him, glory to God for all of our leaders on tonight, amen, thanking him for my leaders. Glory to God, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, thanking God for him, thanking the Lord for our senior apostle, glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, glory to God, thanking the Lord tonight, glory be to God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., amen. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise. We always acknowledge our leaders because we want to let you know, people of God, that amen, this line is a line that has order. Amen. Glory to God. And when there's order established, amen, glory to God, the blessing of the Lord can flow. As we always say, the anointing doesn't flow up, amen, but it flows down. And we just admonish our leaders, amen, in their stead, amen, thanking God for them, glory to God, for the choosing of our leaders. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus, that we can be in the right place at the right time to receive the blessing from the Lord. You can be blessed. You can be blessed. We can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God for all of your leaders, all of the leaders that come to the line. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Each and every one of you, we thank God. We thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us. Glory to God. We thank God for our PNN advisors. Glory to God, each and every one of them. Glory to God. As we've always said, amen, hands are so full of things, but they extend their hand to this work. Glory to God that this work can continue to go forward, amen, as the Lord has ordained. Glory to God. So we thank God again for all of our advisors. We thank God, of course, for all of our listeners, each and every one of you. We're thanking the Lord for what the Lord is doing in your life. Amen. We bless God. Amen. Because truly, he's begun a great work in your lives. Amen. And we thank the Lord for it. Amen. We thank the Lord for it. Amen. Glory to God, because he has a plan and he has a purpose. He does, people of God. Amen. So we just give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Amen. Jesus, like we said, we're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. But we do want to sanctify the line on tonight. Glory to God. We want to sanctify the line. Glory be to God. Amen. We know that you've been in the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. But we always want to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Enter in reverently. Amen. We reverence him. Amen. We want to reverence him, glory to God, because of who he is. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, in the courtroom, we reverence the judge. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. You can't run up in there. Amen. Any kind of way, you got to walk softly. Amen. Glory be to God. But we reverence our Heavenly Father. Amen. We reverence him. Glory be to God, because I'm telling you, people of God, amen, without him, amen, we truly would be nothing. Without him, there would be no us. Amen. So we're thanking him. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we would that you pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight as we sanctify the line before we proceed in our program. Amen. We just thank God for you again. Thank you for your patience. Thank you so much for your patience. Amen. As we, amen, have grown along the way. Amen. As the Lord has continued to bless. Amen. Develop us. Glory to God along the way. Amen. We didn't come here ready. Amen. But the Lord was leading us and is continuing to lead us and guide us every step of the way. Amen. So at this time, people of God, we would that you bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory be to God.
The recording has started.
Bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen, Jesus, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace on tonight, glory to God, with a prayerful attitude on tonight. We pray, glory be to God, that you, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, that you just get your heart and your mind ready to hear what the Lord has to say unto you on tonight. Amen, glory be to God. Just a little song of worship on tonight, glory to God. Amen, and the song says, glory to God. I need thee, oh, I need thee, yeah, every hour, I need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to. I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee, yeah, every hour. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to. I come to thee, yes, 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 to God. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We come. Glory be to God, because we need you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We need you, glory to God, for the very air that we breathe, oh God. We need you on tonight. Glory be to God. And we are thanking you, Lord God. We're thanking you on tonight for another opportunity that we can come into your presence. We're thanking you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for just one more time that we can come and we can give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God, because you deserve it. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And for this, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the very breath that we have, oh God, that we can come yet again, hallelujah, into your presence, Father. And we thank you on tonight. We count it a privilege. We count it an honor on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, that you would be pleased with our praise. We're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight, oh God, in that precious name. Look upon us, glory to God, in your loving kindness, in your tender mercies. Look upon us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you would have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, glory be to God. Have mercy upon us according to your tender mercies, according to your loving kindness, glory be to God. We're asking you, glory to God, hallelujah, to create in us a clean heart. Renew within us, oh God, a right spirit, a righteous spirit unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Renew, glory be to God, hallelujah, renew on tonight, renew, glory to God. We're asking you to strengthen us yet again on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on today. Thank you for your move on today, glory to God, in the several houses of worship, oh God, in the assembly of the saints on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for what you've already done. Father, we thank you tonight for your fresh word, for your fresh manna. We thank you on tonight. Ah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you've already done. We give you praise on tonight. Hey, God, we praise you. Hallelujah, we praise you on tonight. Glory to God, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Glory to God. Father, your name is worthy. Glory to God, your name is worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Glory be to God, and here we are on tonight. We exalt your name in the earth, oh God. We exalt your name, glory be to God, because there's none like you. We exalt your name, glory to God, hallelujah, because it is you that has made us and not ourselves. And we come, glory to God, to give you thanks, to give you praise. Glory to God, for you inhabit the praises of your people in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life, oh God. And we're thanking you on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Hey, God, ahaya. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Father, we can have your way on tonight. Have your way in the midst of us. In the precious name of Jesus, have your way, glory be to God. Move upon the altars of the hearts of your people on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, some come, oh God, seeking answers on tonight. Some come on tonight, oh God, seeking provision. Glory to God, but you're our Jehovah Jireh, and you know, almost say, God, you know what we need before we even ask it. We're coming on tonight. Glory be to God, collectively. We're coming individually. In the name of Jesus, oh God, because we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that we can ask or think. Father, you're able, oh God, oh God, you're able to heal, you're able to deliver, you're able to set your people free in the precious name of Jesus. Father, you're able, glory to God, that you can Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it on today. Move in a mighty way. Move in a miraculous way. Oh, God, in the precious Sabo, in the higher, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm all say, God, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to set every captive free. Set them free in the minds, oh, God. Set free in the hearts on tonight. Touch those places, oh, God, where darkness resides. Oh, God, because your light to shine. Jesus, cause your light to shine. Cause your light to shine. Hey, Glamo Shay, God, and show us our ways. Oh, God, and whatever, God. Oh, God, because you're the Redeemer, we lift up our hands. Oh, God, because you are the Redeemer, you're able to bring us out. Because you're the Redeemer, oh, God, you're able to bring us over. We thank you for it on tonight. We're thanking you for liberty on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your liberty. Oh, God, that you deliver unto your people. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for making every crooked place straight. We're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your way. Make every crooked place straight in our lives. Oh, God, but we want to be saved. We want to be ready. We want to be right. We want to be righteous. We want to be holy. Glory to God. Make us holy. Oh, glory to God. Make us holy. Make us holy. Oh, God, a people unto thee. A people meet. Oh, God, meet for your use. Meet and ready. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We say glory to God. Cause your word to have free course on tonight. We're asking that you would move in the mind. Move, glory to God. Move in the heart. Move, Jesus. Hey, God, breathe upon us, hey, God. Breathe upon us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would save the unsaved on tonight. Save and deliver. Save on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Save. Oh, glory to God. Save, glory to God. Save your people. Save us, oh God. Save us from ourselves. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, and you get the glory. You get the praise. Hallelujah. In our lives. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for hearing the very faintest cry. Hearing the faintest cry of your people. Father, we thank you on tonight. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. Oh, God, for binding up the hand of confusion, for binding up, oh, God, the hand of confusion, the hand of the troubler in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight for causing it to come to naught in the name of Jesus. Causing it to come to naught in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus is against you now. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you for all these things. We're thanking you for liberty on tonight. Thank you for your liberty on tonight. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you, glory be to God, for building your people. Thank you for the building of the inner man. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, and directing us. We thank you on tonight for your great salvation. Oh, God, for your great salvation. Oh, God, over these airways. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God in every city, every country, every village, every state. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for what you're doing. For you've got a great work in the midst of us. And, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We're thanking you for miracles on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for signs on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your great salvation. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Father God, hear our Messiah. Oh, God, feel on tonight. Feel somebody on tonight. Fill them with your precious spirit. Oh, God, precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Fill on tonight. Oh, God, and we say do a new thing. Do a new thing in the midst of us. Do a new thing in the midst of us on tonight. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We do magnify you, your matchless name. Oh, God, and even on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight. Oh, God, the hearers. of this word on tonight. Touch the hearing, oh God. Touch the hearing. Glory be to God. Touch the hearing. Give us discernment. Give us discernment, oh God. Cause us to hear. Cause us to know your voice, oh God, even in the midst of. Give us discernment, oh God, so that we won't be blindsided by the enemy. Oh God, give us a discernment. Sharpen us on tonight. Sharpen us, oh God. Sharpen us in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God for the speaker on tonight. Glory to God for recorded. But we thank you for him on tonight. We speak a special blessing over his life now. Glory to God, whatever he is, wherever he be. Father, we speak a blessing over his life even now. We're thanking you for this word. Glory to God that you have prepared for your people. Father, let it fall on good ground. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your anointing. Glory to God, your anointing now that rests in the midst of us. We say, have your way. Glory be to God. We're asking, oh God, that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And we shall declare your glory. We shall declare your glory. Hallelujah. We shall praise you, oh God, for the great things that you've done and for the great things that you're doing. We bless you now. We honor you. We glorify you. And as sons of God, as sons of God, glory to God on this night. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. Father, glory to God, for it's by your power and it's by your might. Oh, God, and by your spirit alone. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise, honor, and glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight again. People of God, we do glorify him. Amen, Jesus. We glorify the Lord. Amen, Jesus. The Lord is doing some great things. He's doing some mighty things. Amen. Glory be to God. All you got to do is open up your heart. Amen. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Amen. Open your spirit, glory to God, to what the Lord is doing unto thee. Amen. What he's doing in your life. Amen. There's a turning. There's a turning. Amen. That's already taking place. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. As we have already said, amen, we bless the Lord. Glory to God, amen, that we've had an opportunity. Amen, did not know. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, that we would, amen, hallelujah. But God knew all things, amen. Even while we were yet recording, amen, God knew all things. And he had a purpose and he had a plan, amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We now go, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, to our pre-recorded, one of our pre-recorded broadcasts on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Listen to it, people of God. Amen. It'll be just like you listen to it for the very first time. Listen to hear the voice of God. Listen to hear what the Lord has to say unto you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord tonight, amen, for the man of God, amen, who's, amen, so frequently here with us, amen, so willingly, amen, so humbly, amen, to be a part of the Prayer News Network, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going to Jackson, Alabama. Glory be to God, by way of rivers, amen, of living waters, amen, rivers of living waters. Amen. Number two, glory be to God. Amen. This man of God, he'll be with us. Amen. Glory be to God in the very near future. Amen. And we thank the Lord, amen, for him. Again, people of God, we want you again to open your heart. Amen. Open your minds on tonight. Glory be to God. And listen and hear what the Lord has to say unto you. Amen. By way of Pastor Kenneth Jones. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, and be blessed. Amen.
Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. Again, we ask that you get your pen and your paper. Amen. And get ready to eat. Get your pen and your paper to eat on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for his server on tonight. Glory be to God, his servant on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. He's no stranger to the line, amen, but he's been here. Glory be to God, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for him, amen. Coming to us, people of God, from Jackson, Alabama, amen. Coming to us from Jackson, Alabama, glory be to God. It's a favorable time, amen. Glory to God. I believe the first time this man of God came, amen, his first word, amen, that the Lord sent unto us, amen, it still resonates in my heart, amen. Glory be to God. But he's coming to us, people of God, from Jackson, Alabama. Amen. Coming to us from Rivers of Living Waters, number 2. People of God, on tonight, we want you to get prepared and receive tonight God's injure, Pastor Kenneth Jones. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you as well, Lord of God. Amen. Glory to God. We are glad. Amen. Tonight to be in the presence of God, we're glad tonight, amen, to come, amen, to receive from the Lord today, amen. It's a blessing, amen. Thankful, amen, that God allowed, amen, to us the opportunity of God to come in, just to share the word of God and receive the things of God, amen. God, we just appreciate him so much. We thank God so much for peace. Thank God for the visionaries. Thank God for, amen, the all that established. Amen. Thank God for the overseers. Amen. Amen. The ones that is in motion. Amen. Glory to God. Those that, amen, that allow, amen, and these voices to be heard. Amen. I'm so excited. Amen. Because God is doing a wonderful and awesome thing in this hour. Amen. I'm just glad to be part of the thing that God is doing. Amen. And we're grateful. Amen. We bring greetings, amen, from the great city of Jackson, Alabama. Amen. Thank God to our overseer, Adam Query. Amen. To my lovely wife. Amen. To all members of Rivers and Warren, Mobile, as well as in Jackson. Amen. Amen. We're grateful to be here today. Amen. Tonight. And we're thankful, amen, that God has allowed us to be together one more time. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. To receive, amen, from the Lord. And so I'm just grateful to be here. Amen. Thank God for, amen, this great network. Amen. This great visionary. Amen. There's something that has to be said when God is giving, when God is speaking by his Spirit. Amen. And so we're just thankful that God is doing great things, even in the midst of time of pandemic. Amen. And we're grateful that he allowed us to be in his presence once again. Amen. We're grateful for that. Thank God, amen, for another opportunity. Amen. I just want to be very, very careful because the word of God is so quick and powerful and sharper than a double-edged sword. And so I'm just so grateful and humble, amen, to come together again to share the word of God. Amen. So I want to share with you, amen, the word of the Lord tonight, amen, that it will be a blessing to you, amen, as God has given it to me, it was a blessing to me, amen, and as, amen, Man Bradley was sharing, amen, that there are things, amen, that she was encouraged to take somebody and let somebody know what God is doing. Amen. It's very fitting that we understand, amen, that there are voices, amen, that must be heard, amen. And God is doing great things tonight, amen. He wants to encourage us tonight, so we just want a word of prayer, amen. We're going to go into the word of God. We're just thankful, praising God for what my Lord Shaka about to be doing. Thankful and praising God, as the Bible declares. Amen. And we praise God at all times. Amen. And I'm glad to get to be here to just give God some glory. So come on and give God a praise. Father, we just thank you for this day that you have made, Father God. We shall rejoice and be glad. We thank you for your many blessings that you have stored upon us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your great grace. Thank you, oh God, for you being God all by yourself. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you, Lord God, that your word, God, shall go forth unhindered by any spirit. By any spirit in me, God, help us, oh God, to receive your truth. Help us to walk therein, that you alone will be glorified. Father, help us, oh God, to deny ourselves, oh God, to help us, oh God, to pick up our phones and follow you daily. Father, we thank you for what you're about to declare in our hearing, God. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, I just thank you for loving us enough, oh God. As your word declared, it had not been for the Lord's mercy, we all be consumed. But thank God for new mercy every single morning. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Father God. We ask you, God, to speak unto us, your people, Lord God. We may have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, I thank you for what you're doing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Get your Bible, if you will. Amen. Go with me to Mark chapter 9. Amen. Glory to God. We'll share, amen, a few things with you today. Amen. That we need to hear. Amen. There are people that's out there tonight along this line that need to hear, amen, what God is saying to you. Amen. We know, amen, collectively, amen, but individually, God is speaking to you. Amen. And so many times, amen, we live out, amen, in the individual visitation from God, that God wants to share something with you individually. Amen. So that we can understand that God has a purpose for your life. Amen. And God is up to something in your life. Your life seems to be, amen, in a place of obscurity. It seems to be in a place, amen, that seems that nobody wants to hear you. Amen. Glory to God. But I got good news tonight to show you. Amen. So touch a neighbor. Amen. Call a friend. Let them know. Listen now. God got a word for you tonight to encourage you individually. So, amen. Amen. That there's things that God has given, amen, that us, his people, need to hear. Amen. So in Mark chapter 9, amen, verse 1, we're going to start, and it's the Bible declared, and he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. The third verse says, and his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias, amen, and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were so afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man anymore, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no name what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. Now, I want to do for a thought tonight, amen, wasted voices that must be heard. Wasted voices that must be heard. Amen. Many times we'll find ourselves get caught up, amen, in, amen, someone's history or background or family heritage or even the job they did or the family they came out of and don't recognize, amen, that they have a voice. Amen. Sometimes they categorize people, amen, concerning their family as they did Jesus, amen. He's just a carpenter boy. He's just a carpenter's son. And many times, most of us, we'll find ourselves categorizing people as though because of their family origin, because of their connection or certain kind of job that they, amen, was doing, they felt as though their voice need not to be heard, amen. But the reality is, amen, as I searched the scriptures, I found a lot of wasted voices, amen, that must be heard. Ain't that right? Amen. And I'm so glad tonight to help us understand even more, even Jesus himself, amen, being a carpenter's son, amen. And the Bible talks about how they say any good thing come out of Nazareth. I mean, many times, amen, the voices that we need to hear are the voices that most folks don't want to hear. Is that right? But they need to hear for their deliverance, for their salvation, for their, amen, healing. Amen. God, amen, has a voice, amen, that we need to hear. Is that right? And Jesus was a voice, amen, in the midst of all the voices, amen, that was in his time, he was a voice that needed to be heard. And many times, amen, because of your background, amen, many people think that you don't have a voice. Many times, amen, if you don't have the right kind of job, you don't have a voice. But I got good news to share with you tonight. Amen. Even though Jesus himself came, amen, out of an area that seemed to be a low area, seemed to be a place where no one's supposed to hear from him, amen, but they needed to hear from him. And God is so awesome that he knew, amen, how to bring, amen, that wasted voice, amen, that was hid, but he brought that wasted voice that was hid, he brought it from the obscurity and brought it forth, that everyone that needed to hear the voice of Jesus would hear. And that's good news tonight. I'm trying to share with you tonight, amen, that no matter where you come from, no matter where you are right now, there is a voice, amen, that God is bringing forth in this season that's going to bring forth deliverance, going to bring forth healing, going to bring forth salvation in the lives of the people. It's good news to know, amen, even though the history of how Jesus was born, amen, born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, amen, seemed as though it would never be a voice in his community, never be a voice, amen, to his world, amen. But good news, amen, there is some good things came out of Nazareth. And I came to tell good news to you tonight, glory to God, that there's a voice. I know, oh my God, there's a voice, amen, within you right now, glory to God, that people need to hear. More, Jesus himself, amen, was one that lived his life, amen, just a common life, amen, not a life of luxury, amen, which is nothing wrong with luxury, but he lived a life of common life, amen, but he lived a life of purpose, and it's time for us to recognize the value of a voice. I look the word wasted up, and it just talks about material that is not wanted. Do y'all hear me? The religious people of Jesus' day did not want to hear his voice. Even though the voice that he was speaking, the truth that he was speaking will bring healing, will bring deliverance, will bring salvation to many. And all they tried to do was holding back. All they tried to do is to hinder the voice of God from being made manifest, that the people's lives will ever be the better. I got good news for you tonight, glory to God, that God is raising up the voices. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's raising up your voice. He's raising you up from obscurity. He's raising you from being a nobody. He's raising you up from being self-willed. He's raising you up. He's raising you up from being on the backside of the wilderness. He's bringing you up. He's bringing you up that you, all those that God ordained, said, you're going to watch it, saint. There's many things that come out of purity. There's many things come out of the dog. That comes into the light. There's many things that you've never heard of. But now you hear of them. That many years ago, many of you have never heard. Oh, my God. A CNN. But yet, they had a voice. Just because you haven't heard of them. Just because you don't know about it. Just because it seemed as though it came out of nowhere. It was a voice that needed to be heard. This network has brought salvation. This network has brought healing. This network has brought deliverance. Because it came out of obscurity. It came out of the heart of God. In the why? Because things that you have not seen as of now is still a voice. And God is raising the voices in this hour. That you have never heard of. Voices that's going to bring forth healing, or bring forth deliverance, or bring forth salvation. And the reason why Jesus himself, as the Bible declares in Mark 9, if you see, amen, the Bible declares, oh God have mercy. How the Bible talks about the disciples, say, can we build a tabernacle? Come on now, can we build a tabernacle for Elias? Can we build a tabernacle for Moses? Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead. Peter answered and said, Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. Moray. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he would not what to say, for they were so afraid. But I said, and there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. See, y'all hear what God is saying tonight. Come on, saints. Even though you ain't saw it coming, there's a voice came out the cloud. Even though you didn't know it was coming for your good, for your salvation, for your deliverance, this voice came. It came out of nowhere and spoke. And he declared unto them, this voice came out of the cloud, saying, this is my beloved son.
Some of you
you may be lost right now. On this bride, it's time to come forth. I know they throw you away. But the Lord said, you got a voice. I know you may be in prison right now, but God got good news for you tonight. You have a voice. Your voice has not been wasted. It's time for us to realize that God is calling for those wasted voices, those voices that did not want to be heard. Do y'all hear that? But God is raising up in this hour. He's raising up things that you have not seen, but you're about to see them. You didn't see. They said that how could any good thing come out of Nazareth? But good news, good things came up out of Nazareth. Do you hear me? It was a voice came. If you read the book of Matthew, chapter 3, the Bible declares, oh, talk about John the Baptist. Oh, my God. There was a voice crying in the wilderness. Oh, my God. Do you realize there was a voice that must be heard? Even though he was out in the wilderness preaching, repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Don't you realize that voice must be heard? And the Bible declares, they left out the synagogue, and they came out in the wilderness. And the Bible declares, they repented of their sins. Oh, my God. A voice that they thought was wasted, but God raised that voice to bring deliverance, bring healing, bring salvation in the lives of the people. I've got good news for you tonight, saints. No matter what state you're in right now, I've got good news to share with you. You have a voice. There are things that people need that they can't get anywhere. They got to get it from you. There are things that must be said that only you can say them. And your voice has not been wasted. Your voice shall be heard. The manifestation of my name will be made manifest as God desires, said the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, oh my God, do you realize that the Lord is telling you tonight that your voice, it will not lay waste? But even though there are many do not want to hear, amen, from you, said the Lord. But the good news is you have a voice. And someone will be healed but by your hand. Someone will be saved but by your word. Some will never be delivered by God using you in their lives. I got good news tonight for you. The wasted voices that must be heard. God is saying to you tonight, there's a waste of voices that you don't throw to the side. They say you're never mouth to never be there. But God said to me, those waste of voices must be heard. I will open the door that you walk therein and do that which I have purpose for you. It's time for us to recognize the voice of God that walked and lived inside of us. And I hear God say to He's raising up that voice. He's bringing that voice out of obscurity and bringing it into the now. He's bringing a little shunned, a little that voice out of a red that he was trying to quiet. That voice out of a red that they cried, handed a little from coming forth. But he'll not say, whatever you've been through in your life, I hear God say, that voice is coming forth from that hurt, from that abuse, from that neglect. I hear the Lord say, that voice I placed inside of you is coming forth. That delivery voice, that healing voice, that salvation is coming forth out of that prison, coming forth out of the corner, coming forth out of the drug addict. I'm calling forth the voices. I'm calling forth my voices, says the Lord, that the delivery will take faith, even the more. Healing will take faith, even the more. Shall take forth even the more. That God is telling you tonight, individually, as well as collectively, that voice, that you thought would never be heard, I hear God say, I'm making way for it right now. I'm calling the doors to be be open. I'm causing the word to go forth. I'm unhindered by any spirit of the enemy. I got good news to share with you. That wasted voice must be heard. God ordained it be so. God says, amen, glory to God. Some people may not want to heal you. They didn't want to hear Jesus. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. But the good news is salvation came out of his mouth. Deliverance came out of his mouth. Oh, healing came out of his mouth. And we got to recognize the value of a voice. And I've got good news to share with you tonight. That voice came out of heaven. Oh, yes, it did. Glory to the Most High God. And said to them, oh, my, this is my beloved son. I've got good news to talk to you tonight. I'm here to tell you the Lord Jesus himself has a photo for you and called you to be a voice in this hour, to be a voice in this season, to be a voice. I'm healing to this land, to heal this world. Arise and shine, for the light has already come. It's time for us to walk in all that God has ordained for us. He has purposed it, glory to God. He has purposed it to be so. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, glory to God. And many times we don't recognize it, but in 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible declares, and Samuel said to Jesse, the number, are here all thy children? Oh, glory to God. Here goes Samuel. Amen, amen, amen. Said to Jesse, after checking all the different brothers. Amen. All of them looked apart. All of them, amen, dressed apart. All of them, glory to God. Amen. Looked like they'd be the next king. Amen. Two of them, amen, working in the army of Saul, glory to God. Military men, glory to God, seem as though they would be the one. Glory to God. But Jesse, amen, glory to God, amen. The Bible says he brought all the sons but David, glory to God. And the Bible said, glory to God, Jesse made Jabin, the neighbor, to pass by, and he said, neither had the Lord chosen this one. And again, Jesse made seven sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord had not chosen thee. Good God Almighty. You would think, amen, glory to God, those would be the one that he would use. You would think those would be the one. They are dressed, ready, amen, to be king. Glory to God. God knows the voice that needs to be heard. God knows the heart of every man. God knows what's going on in your life right now. God is calling your voice forth. Even though David himself was on the back side of the wilderness, glory, on the back side of the sheep, my God, doing what his father told me to do, glory to God. But guess what? There's a voice in him, and that voice that was inside of him must come forth. It had to come forth, glory to God. And the Bible declares, and the first verse says, watch this now, oh, glory to God. And here goes the next verse, says, and the same says, are here all thy children? And he said, this remain, yes, the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep, my God. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Ain't thou got any good news, glory to God, that even when everybody look over you, glory to Most High God, even when folks don't never thought you had a voice, they never thought you would be the one, they lied to everybody but you, glory to God. But I got good news to share with you tonight. You're the one. Now, I came to tell you tonight. You're the one they looked over, but you're the one. You're the one they cast aside, but you're the one. They tried to be king, but God said, no, you are not the one. Why? Because that voice, they thought was going to be wasted, going to be used. And the good news is, the Bible said, the Samuel said to them, come on now, good news. He said, watch this now. He said, we ain't going to sit down until he comes. See what he said? That means, guess what, y'all? We going to all see him come, and we going to always hear what he got to say. Why? Because that voice that he has, that must be heard, that brings for the healing, brings for deliverance, brings for salvation, is here right now. And I came to tell you, in that clothing, that if no matter where you are, God knows where you are. That voice he placed inside of you, it must be heard. and I'm telling you tonight, glory to God, that you may be in obscurity right now. You may not be known right now. They may have cast you aside. They may have looked over you, but I'm not going to do it for you. You are the one. God still see you. God knows what's in your heart. My. And the Bible says, the same as it is, yes. Amen. Watch it now. Send forth and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was a runner and withal a brutal pride and goodness of it to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Ain't that good news tonight? Glory to God. He's the one. The one everybody looked over. The one that thought that this voice was not going to be heard. But I got good news for you tonight. David had a voice that must be heard. And tonight, you have a voice that must be heard. PNE was a voice that had to be heard. No matter where you are right now, many of you out there that know, amen, or receive prayer, or receive healing, receive salvation, receive deliverance. See, see what the Holy Ghost through this line. It was a voice from God. It was all shit in a dark world. And people heard the voice of God and got healed. Heard the voice of God and got delivered. Heard the voice of God and got saved. It came out of nowhere, it seems. But God knew exactly the voice that needed to be heard. And I got good news for you tonight. Glory to God. Because of your obedience. God is bringing increase even the more. And the reason why is because it's my voice. It's my voice in a dark world. It's seeking out of my salvation and deliverance and healing is being made manifest as a result. I gave good news to share with you in my soul tonight that David's voice needs to be heard. And we know the scripture in 1 Samuel 17, how David stood before Goliath. Come on, saints. And don't you realize that he had a voice that needed to be heard even when Goliath was mocking the children of God? Don't you realize David told him, amen, talking about how you, amen, you defiled the army of the Lord? Come on, saints. Do you realize it wasn't just David? It was a voice the Lord. Don't you realize that boy couldn't stay on the back side of the wilderness? That boy couldn't stay hidden. That boy that brought deliverance to the whole nation of Israel. Don't you realize that boy that brought healing and restoration had to be heard? Don't you realize, saints, God said you have the boy. In this season, in this hour, you have a boy. It will not be wasted. I will use you to bring glory to myself, says the Lord. Don't you realize that Moses went down, Mama Red, to Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, let God's people go. But you found him waiting for his life because he murdered a man in the wilderness, glory to God. But watch this, saints. While he wandered in the wilderness, but God himself married, got him a family, even not thinking about nothing. And here come the Lord God. Appeared to him in a flame of fire. And the good news is, God said to Moses, take off your sandals, for the ground you stand on is holy ground. I got a voice that needs to be spoken in the presence of Pharaoh. I'm going to send you now. You are the voice that he needs to hear from that brings deliverance to God's people. I got good news to share with you tonight in my closing. Amen. That wasted voice will be heard, glory to God. It must be heard by, as I said, the Spirit of Truth. That voice of deliverance must be made manifest. That vision God gave you, that calling God gave you, those giftings God gave you, it's a voice of God. Use them. He told Timothy, oh, stir up the gift of you. Stir up the voices. Stir up the noise. Stir up the voice of God. It's in you for the good of the people. You have a voice, and it has not been wasted. And God said, your voice that must be heard. It's time to hear the voice of God. The voice of God in you. You may not be in the bullpen, it's all right. You still have a voice. You may not have the biggest church, but you have a voice. You may not be the person that everyone looks up to, but you still have a voice. I got good news to share with you tonight. God is trying to let you know individually, as well as collectively, that the voice that you have that will not be wasted. And I'm going to go on with these words. God is trying to help us understand that there is a voice in you. There's a voice in you. There's a manifestation of God in you. That God wants to appeal to this world. There's a giving of God in you. That God wants manifesting in this world. There's glory in you. That God wants to reveal to this world. That is in God wants to reveal himself under us. And we need to walk therein. Why? Because God has created a voice. And that voice must be heard. And God will make it available that they hear that voice. I want you to hear tonight that God wants you to know your voice will not be wasted. That call, it will not be wasted. Because that's the voice of God. That's the manifestation of God in the earth. No matter what comes or goes in your life, trouble hits us all, but you have a voice. For many of us, if we consider ourselves, we ain't always been saved. We was lost. Most of us, all of us lost. But we didn't know we were lost. We had a voice. But God has put a voice in us. God put a vision in us. There was something that the earth needed that we had to give. There's something that he placed inside of us before the foundation of the world that people need to hear. People need to experience. I'm glad that God had a voice crying in the wilderness, prepared ye for the kingdom of heaven today. Somebody need to be saved. God had a voice. When people didn't know what to do, they didn't know, they couldn't go to their churches, they couldn't go, amen, in the place that they used to go to worship. But God had a voice in the midst of a pandemic. A voice that people could hear and receive what they need. God is awesome. He knows what's needed. He will give what's needed. And the Lord told me to tell you, I've given the voices that's needed to bring forth that which I please. I'm encouraging you tonight, wherever you may be, whatever state you're in. You're not going to stay in the state you're in. So that voice that God has placed in you will be made manifest. That call of God in you shall be made manifest. That glory that nobody has seen as of yet shall be made manifest. That's why I came here tonight, to let you know your voice has not been wasted. That voice that God placed in you must be heard. It's time in this season to arise and make the voice of God known in this earth. That the enemy will back off. The enemy will flee. And he's the voice of God spread over this planet. It is time tonight. If you don't know Christ, if you're not saved, you can be saved tonight. If you're not born again the water and the spirit, you can be born again tonight. If thou can believe, all things are possible. Salvation is here right now. That voice that God placed in you ain't gonna be wasted. Don't you realize James and John were pretty good, happy. But they were. But God called them from it. Peter, pretty good where he was, but God called him from it. He said, your hour to come from where you are, but where God has called you to be. That's a voice that must be heard. God has ordained it to be so. This is your hour. This is your time. to receive of the Lord the voice to stir up that which God placed in you that people must hear. And they ain't got to hear it by opening up your mouth. They can hear the voice of God by you living your life to glorify God. On your job, in your home, with your family. If you just understand the voice of God to be made manifest and change the lives of many, will there be anyone tonight?
Amen. Amen. Let's bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the word that we heard. Amen. And tonight, after hearing this message, amen, maybe somebody's on the line. Amen. And you want your voice to be heard. You want to be able to make a difference in somebody else's life. Amen. If you desire to come to Christ tonight, amen, we extend this opportunity unto you. Amen. You can push *6. Amen. Come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. We will pray the prayer of faith with you. Amen. And walk you. Amen. To Christ. Amen. Is there one at this time? Amen. A call to salvation. You have a voice that must be heard in the earth. Amen. Don't let it be said too late. Don't let it be wasted. Amen. But today, right now, is the opportunity for you to give God a chance to work in your life. Amen. Is there one tonight that wants to receive the Lord as your Savior? Amen. If not, amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. Are you using your voice to reach out to somebody else, to try to show somebody else the way? Amen. Help somebody else to get back to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for Shirley Richardson and Damarion Taylor.
Okay, Shirley, Miss Shirley and Damarion Taylor.
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank God for you. You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank God for that prayer request. Amen. Using that voice to intercede for somebody else. Amen. Do we have another, amen, prayer request tonight? Anyone else, amen, want to use your voice to stand in the gap and request prayer for someone or even for yourself? Amen. You don't have to hide and bury your talent. You don't have to hide and bury your voice. Let it ring out in the earth and some lost soul may find their way back to Jesus. Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Amen. If not, amen. If not, amen. If there's no more prayer requests, amen. We're going to take this petition before the Lord tonight. Amen. We're going to believe God. Amen. We know that God hears. You know, God answers even for this, amen, the bold step of faith, to step out on faith and use, amen, your voice to request prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. Father God, we just give you all the glory, we give you all the honor right now to do unto your name. Father God, we thank you for the word that we have heard on this night. We thank you for giving us a voice in the earth to cry aloud and spare not. You told us to lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion. Show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sin. Father God, we're crying out that we lifted up our voice tonight. Oh God, we'll tell it up on the mountaintop. We'll tell it in the valley low that Jesus saved, Jesus lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you praise right now. We give you glory because you are God and God alone. Oh God, you got all power in your head. There's nothing, oh God, that you cannot do. Oh God, you could do anything but fail. Oh, God, you won't fail, God. There is no failure in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, reach down your hand from heaven and touch us tonight. Save us, oh, God. Oh, God, don't let our gifts and don't let our callings go to waste. Oh, God, the anointing that you have bestowed upon our lives, God. Help us, oh, God, to activate it. Help us to use what you have given unto us. Oh, God, we don't want to hide it under the tree. We don't want to hide it, God. Oh, God, we don't want to bury our talents in the mighty name of Jesus. But, God, we want to use what you have given us. We want to be a bold witness. We want to step out on faith and do your will. Do what you have called us to do in a time such as this. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every soul tonight. Oh, God, that's listening to this broadcast. We pray, oh, God, that you minister to them. We pray that you encourage their hearts, strengthen them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them courage tonight. Enough courage to step out on faith, to believe you and to take you at your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the prayer request, oh, God, that was given and spoken unto us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know the need tonight. You know the situation. You know every circumstance, God. You already aware of God. You already acquainted with it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you stretch out your hand. Oh, God, look on Miss Shirley tonight. You know, God, you know all about her, Lord. You know who she is, Father. You know where she's at, Lord. Oh, God, make a visitation to her house. Oh, God, visit her right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, meet her need tonight. Whether it's healing tonight, we pray you will heal her. Oh, God, the deliverance. We pray you deliver her. If she needs to be encouraged, we pray that you encourage her heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know all about it tonight. Oh, God, you know, you know better than we know. You know what to do, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue, Lord. Even look on, oh, God. Look on the Secretary tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Look on his soul right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a miracle. We pray for a blessing, Lord. Oh, God, turn it around right now. Even in the terror's life. Oh, God, turn it around, Jesus. Turn it around, Lord, like you said you would. In the mighty name of Jesus, if they need salvation, oh, God, do it tonight. If they need healing, heal them, oh, God, everywhere they hurt tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we believe you. We believe you for great things. We trust you, Lord. Your hand is not short, that it cannot save. Your ears not heavy, that it cannot hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, reach the lost souls tonight. Oh, God, reach the souls of men. Oh, God, look on this nation. Look on this society. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, when they feel like things are going back to normal, we pray right now, God, that you awake them, awake them that sleep, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them realize that judgment is approaching, that judgment day is at hand, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, save. Save to the utmost, save before it's too late. Heal and deliver, Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you would set free tonight. Oh, God, loose every shackle. Set the captive free, God. Even those that may be on the line. Oh, God, that don't know you tonight. In the pardon of their sins. We ask that you forgive their sins tonight. Oh, God, bring them to repentance before it's too late. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said there is no more forgiveness beyond the grave. Oh, God, help them, God. While there's breath still in their body. Help them to realize they got a chance to repent. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Even look on Miss Foster, Lord. Lord, you know all about her, God. Oh, God, they have given her up. They put her on hospice. But, Lord, her life is in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you do what's best. You do. Oh, God, what pleases unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we accept your will tonight, God. Oh, God, we know you can work a miracle. We know you can reverse the curse. We know you can turn it around, God. What the devil meant for bad, you can turn it around for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for mercy tonight. Oh, God, we intercede. We stand in the gap. We use our voice to declare and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we love you tonight. We thank you. Father God, we thank you for the messenger tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for the word that comes forth. Oh, God, let your word, God, hallelujah, let your word rest in the hearts of your people. Let your people marinate and ponder, reflect upon the word that they have heard tonight. Oh, God, reach any listener tonight. Those by radio, God. Those by Facebook, God. Our international callers, God. We pray you will reach them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, lead them with a blessing this night. Don't let them leave the same way they got on. But let them leave with victory. Let them leave with determination. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we believe you. We trust you. We love you, God. We count it done. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen for the word coming through the man of God. Amen. Letting us know. Amen. Your voice must be heard in the earth. Amen. God has given us, amen, different talents and gifts and abilities to make a difference. Amen. But we cannot bury it. We cannot hide it under the bushel tree. We cannot bury it, amen, feeling like what God has given me is not enough. God has given us enough of what we need to get the job done. He has equipped us, amen, for this work. And we thank God tonight. We praise God because he's a just God. He's a righteous God. Amen. And he knows, amen, just what we need. He has given every man the measure of faith. Amen. According. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for the, amen, what God has given us. We praise God tonight for the word. We thank God, amen, for prayer. Amen, for those that responded to prayer tonight. Amen, for the prayer request. Amen. We prayed the prayer of faith, and now we believe God. Whatever the petition was, whatever the condition is, amen, believe God and know that it's in God's hands. Amen. Tonight, people, God, we want to encourage you. Amen. To request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy. Amen. Of tonight's broadcast. Amen. By texting. Amen. We have two numbers. Amen. To our radio listeners and Facebook listeners. Amen. If you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we ask that you would text 912-257-3918. Once again, to our amen listeners, amen, over the phone, Facebook, amen, even our radio listeners. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at 912-257-3918. Amen to our, amen, international listeners, amen, those that are listening from other countries, amen, you as well. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you, amen, if you would, amen, use WhatsApp, amen, and reach out to us by WhatsApp. Amen. Text us at 678-608-7234. Amen. Once again, to our international listeners, amen, you can text us by using WhatsApp. Amen. Text us at 678-608-7234. Amen. We'll be sure to give you a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. As always, we ask you, when you get your copy, your link, please share it with somebody. Amen. Let somebody know that they have a voice, amen, that needs to be heard in the earth. Amen. God has given it to them. He didn't give it to them not to do nothing with it, but he gave it to them to use it for his will and for his glory. Amen. So we just thank God tonight for, amen, the broadcast. We thank God, amen, tonight. Amen, for the message that we heard, even for the messenger. Amen. God knows it's what we need at that point in time and hour. Amen. Somebody needs to know that they don't have to be ashamed. They don't have to be afraid to use what God has given unto you. And we want to encourage you tonight. People, God, use what God has given unto you. I don't care how small you may think it is, how minute you may think it is. Use it to his will and his glory, and you'll see God multiply it unto you. So we just bless God tonight. We praise God for all things. We thank God, amen, for the Prayer News Network. We thank God for each and every one of you that come to this line continuously. Amen. Show your support, your love, your prayers. Amen. We cannot do this on our own. Amen. But we need one another. Amen. We need one another to survive. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for having you, amen, in our lives and being a part of this broadcast. So we bless God tonight. Amen. We're going to, amen, amen, bless the Lord. Amen. After we bless the Lord, amen, we're going to close out with our corporate praise. We're going to unmute the Lord. Amen. You unmute your phones. Amen. We're going to give God a corporate praise after the blessing of the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Lord, we thank you for what we have heard tonight. We thank you for what our hearts have felt. We thank you for the sweet communion. Oh God, the sweet fellowship with you. Father God, we love you. We just praise you, God. Oh God, we exalt you. Father God, we want to step out on your word. We want to step out on faith and do what thus says the Lord. Oh God, we ask that you continue to bless this Prayer News Network Global. Oh God, go, God, as you have already. Oh God, into every corner, every crack, God, and minister to that lost soul, God. Let something, oh God, that they hear, let it be a blessing in their life. Let it be strength unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you know the word. You know the deliverance that the people stand in need of. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, bless this nation. Bless this society. Have mercy on this nation, God. Oh God, have mercy tonight, God. Save the unsaved. Oh God, continue to draw souls unto you, even unto this line, God. Oh God, that they may get a word to help them along this way. Father God, we pray that you would reclaim every backslider, those that went astray, those that have fallen from grace. God, restore unto them the salvation. Oh God, uphold them with thy sweet spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, give them a second chance, another chance, oh God, that they may serve you. Oh God, any bereaved tonight, we pray that you remember the bereaved family, God. Oh God, look on Minister Ollie Booker tonight. Oh God, continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her. Oh God, take her through, bless her family, God. Bless her home, bless her children, bless the grandchildren, Lord, the nieces and the nephews. Oh God, we pray for strength. Oh God, anoint them in power, anoint them in victory, that they may go on in your holy name. Father God, we just thank you for this night. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you even for the visionary of this great Prayer News Network. Father God, continue to strengthen the woman of God. Uphold her with thy free spirit. Lead her and guide her. Order her steps in your holy word. We know you got the power. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. And Father God, do these things for your name's sake. We give your name the glory and the honor. All these blessings shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Amen, people of God. Amen. At this time, we're going to unmute, amen, for our corporate praise. Amen. We want you to unmute your phone and let us give God a praise together.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Be encouraged. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Look to Jesus. Be encouraged. Don't worry. Be happy. Amen. God loves you, and we love you too. Amen. Until tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m., see you there. Amen. Blessings in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Goodbye.